What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Larry Kudlow on 77 WABC.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We bring in my great pal, John Carney, from Breitbart News, author of the Breitbart Business Digest, which is must read. John, thanks. Can I just ask you, I'm just trying to figure this out this morning. Is First Republic Bank gone down or not? Is the FDIC taking it over or not? Is there going to be a bailout or not? I mean, what's going on with First Republic?
So, yes, it is. I do not believe it will be able to open for business on Monday.
Wow.
The last of their – they lost $100 billion of deposits sometime after they were given $30 billion of deposits by a consortium of banks. So, in other words, the customers are fleeing this thing. The stock is down 97% for the year. If the market had remained open for a couple more hours on Friday afternoon, it would have been down – to a dollar. This is not, it's not viable right now. I think the only reason they haven't announced anything is there's a bit of a game of chicken between the regulators, the FDIC on the one hand, and the banks. The banks want the FDIC to seize it, and then they want to buy parts of it. They don't want to have to, buy it as a ongoing, living entity, for fear of what liabilities they may end up ultimately taking on. So what they want, they think it's cleaner from their point of view. Let it fail. Probably, look, this bank is another bank that has a lot of uninsured deposits.
I don't know
how many of them are left there.
That's what I was going to ask, John. And what are they having to pay for those uninsured deposits?
That's right. A lot of that money, those uninsured deposits, are fleeing partly because people are a little concerned, what will happen to this bank. But another thing is you can put your money in a money market fund that will basically park it at the Federal Reserve in its overnight reverse repo facility.
Yep.
And you'll be earning probably more than you were in your savings account. And by the way, that's even safer than an FDIC-insured bank account. This is just money at the Fed. It's the safest counterparty you could possibly have. So that's putting a lot of pressure on banks, including this one, especially for these very big deposits, right? If you have over $250,000, why would you have it in a bank account that's paying you 1% or 2% when you can put it in a money market fund that's going to pay you 4% or 5%?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, John. I was thinking those money funds, they're probably paying close to 5%, which isn't bad.
And they're not even doing it in, by taking on any risk. That's the big, issue here is that you still have overnight liquidity because it's being put into an overnight fund at the Fed. You still have complete safety and you don't have insurance, but you don't need insurance because there's nothing happening to it and your counterparty is the Fed. And so essentially this facility that was designed to provide stability to the money market system is actually now creating instability in the banking system.
I don't know. The news of this has been somewhat muted, but it will grow if they make a deal. I expect to see a lot more publicity. Is this going to damage confidence? Is this going to damage the economy, John? What's the impact here, do you think?
I do think that there will be some damage to confidence. I think it will cause more banks to start. Remember, we went through, there was a two-week period after Silicon Valley Bank failed in which it looked like banks were really going to pull back on lending. They were afraid of, there being more runs on the bank. But then that seemed to go away. What we found out was actually it hadn't gone away. It was still going on over at First Republic. And this is, I think, going to be a wake-up call. We're going to see banks have to become more conservative in how they're lending. The Fed's report that it put out about the failure of Silicon Valley Bank also sort of said we should be putting more pressure on banks to be more conservative. So I think this is going to once again sort of add to the tightening of the financial, you know, status of the United States right now, it's at least worth, you know, probably another, you know, this, it's as if the Fed hiked, basically.
Right. Sure. Financial conditions are going to get tighter. Lending conditions are going to get tighter.
Is crypto perfect? Nope. But neither was email when it was invented in 1972. And yet today, we send 347 billion emails every single day. Crypto is no different. It's new. But like email, it's also revolutionary. With Kraken, it's easy to start your crypto journey with 24/7 support when you need it. Go to kraken.com and see what crypto can be. Not investment advice. Crypto trading involves risk of loss. Cryptocurrency services are provided to U.S. and U.S. territory customers by Payward Ventures, Inc. PVI DBA Kraken. Visit PVI's disclosures at kraken.com/legal/disclosures.
John Carney, one other point on this Fed and the banks. I noticed, so the Fed had an internal study of what happened to Silicon Valley Bank. And lo and behold, they actually acknowledged that the supervisors, the supervisory function, which is bank examiners in plain English, did not do their job monitoring Silicon Valley Bank. And they did find, they found problems, but, you know, they didn't stop the problems. They didn't shut it down or shut parts of it down. And I'm going to guess First Republic, the same thing, and maybe there's other banks. But, John, having said that, this guy Barr, who's the blah, blah, vice chairman for supervision, they still want to increase regulation. There's a difference between regulations and bank examiners, as you know. Regulations mean more red tape, more stress tests, more this, more that, which hurts smaller banks. So even though they acknowledge it was, this is a Fed problem, the San Francisco Fed examiners didn't do their job. But now they want to regulate more, which is, I think, going to do more damage. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that there's a slight problem with this Fed examination. While it seems like they're admitting they did something wrong, it's really Barr pinning this on his predecessor, Quarles. There's a little politics. So we have the Biden guy saying, yeah, we screwed up, but what he really means is those Trump guys messed up. And so that's that. And what they're doing here is saying, and now we want to do a bunch of the rules that Elizabeth Warren has been telling us we should be doing.
Yeah.
So they have acted as if this is not a political act, but it really is. I do think that there were regulatory failures. But on the other hand, the system is set up not so that no bank – can fail. We know there are a couple banks that we really can't afford to let fail because they're so big, right? But a small to medium-sized bank, and these banks are on the large size of medium, is not supposed to be guaranteed never to fail by our regulatory and supervisory systems. It's supposed to be that when it does go down, there's enough assets there to pay out the depositors and that the system as a whole doesn't get shaken. And so far, that's more or less working out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. John, it's raining here in New York. All right, it's pouring out. I guess, I don't know if it is in Connecticut, but it's pouring out in New York. And I know it's Trump's problem. Everything that goes wrong in life is Donald Trump's problem, according to the Biden administration. I mean, I find that amusing, John, but also ultimately stupid. And they're going to do more harm than good. I do not think we need more regulations. But anyway, in our remaining time, I haven't talked to you in a couple days on the TV show, but I thought the numbers yesterday and the day before, the 1.1% GDP. But John, if you look, and I'm sure you have, and I skimmed your articles, let's see. Hot inflation measures mean at least one more Fed hike. That's right. I agree with you there. But on the economy, John Carney, consumer spending carried it in the first quarter. Business investment collapsed. But if you look at the numbers yesterday, the consumption, personal consumption numbers, it was all January. February and March, they fell. And I think that's a bad omen for the second quarter.
It is. It means we've lost momentum. There was a kind of burst of activity in January. We saw that in things like the employment numbers. Remember, that was when we had the 500,000 jobs created.
Yep.
So there was a big burst of activity in January. That did fade in February and March. And the only thing I will say to counterweight that is that when we look at some of the real-time survey data from places like S&P Global, it looks like there may have been an uptick in April. That March may have been the most recent low.
All right. Well, we'll have to follow that. That's an interesting point. I did see you were writing about that. But I'm worried about the collapse of business investment. Anyway, folks, John Carney, co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest, which is a must-read. We're going to take a break and do some stock market work on the other side.